Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yesterday, there was one of the most epic endings to a high-speed chase I think anybody has ever seen.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch it live, but it's all over the news. You can watch it online.
Yeah, here's the actual broadcast when it was happening live.
Police officers are right behind us. Oh, we've had a collision here. This is on Abrams. Do we have the intersection, guys?
And the driver's getting out.
Oh, no.
And that's
very angry confrontation here with the driver who was just hit.
And another person in the other car got out, and they seem to have that driver, the fleeing driver, they're holding on to him.
Let's watch what happens here. We know police are not far away.
Okay, guys, we are watching.
Here come the police.
And the driver and the passenger of a car that was hit have grabbed the driver that was fleeing police, and they threw him on the ground.
Yeah, and police officers now on the scene, they appear to have this person.
How do news people stay so dang calm when something like that happens?
Because that's their job. They're professionals.
Yep. I feel like if I was in there, I'd be like, whoa!
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able to control myself.
So yeah. That's why you're not on the news.
Yeah, yeah. Here's what happened. 40-year-old Artrey Alexander, he took a Dodge Challenger from a convenience store.
Okay.
So he got into a police chase.
Yeah.
So he stole a car.
At gunpoint. So he had a
carjacking.
The person went in there, left their car running. When the person came out, he already was trying to get into the car and basically pointed a gun, took the car from him.
Gotcha.
Went on residential streets, parking lots, interstate, until he decided to split two cars. Whoa. One of those cars happened to be a van.
Okay.
That van had Jessica Leesman inside of it, her 13-year-old son, and her boyfriend.
And they were parked at the light.
They were just stopped at the light. It was a red light.
They even knew there was a car chase going on at the time.
Probably not. They probably had no idea there was a car chase because the cops had gone back a little bit because he was on the streets. He wasn't on a highway.
Right.
She apparently turned back to her son and said, "Are you okay?" He said, "Yes." And that's when she decided, I'm going to get out and give this guy the business.
Without hesitation.
I mean,
you know what? Your kid could have been killed.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this just yesterday on the playground when somebody's mean to your kid. There's this fire that rises up in you. Can you imagine if someone hit your car with your kid inside?
Oh, man.
I mean, she got out of that car, went back to that Dodge Challenger, opened the door.
No hesitation.
And pulled this guy, grown man, out of the car.
And she's not.
And they held him until police
came.
Oh, yeah. Way bigger than her.
Yeah, but she pulled him out of the car, and then her boyfriend got out of the passenger side.
They went to town on him.
And she was not letting go of this
guy. Oh, no. If you want to watch this video while we're talking about it, it's up at kidnation.com. I mean, she gets out, runs towards the dude's car as he's trying to open the door, slams it in his face, then pulls it open, pulls homeboy out.
Because he was going to try to run. She's like,
you're not going anywhere. You hit my van.
Now, see, I've seen...
Oh, please go to kidnation.com and watch this video. I'm going to tell you the truth. She is, like JC said, she's going ham. I don't really know what that means. Somebody's told me before, and I keep forgetting what ham means.
Going hard.
Oh, really? That's terrible. You shouldn't say that.
She's
really beating him up.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids over there, the child, he's like 12, right? He's on the sidewalk. You can tell he's 13. Visibly shaken. I mean, he's like rolling around the ground. He doesn't know what's happening.
He's trying to get out of the way.
And after the police arrive, the mother goes over, and she just grabs her son, and she's holding him. And I start crying because I'm just like, I can imagine that moment. It's like, you know, she's probably so full of adrenaline and stuff.
And
then
she
just grabs her son and I'm just like, oh my God, that was just the most.
And obviously, this is a best case scenario in this situation because that's, you know, you never know how you're going to react when something like that happens. But in a police chase, I mean, Al, you've talked about wanting to stop a police chase.
Al wishes he was in that car that got hit.
You're not supposed to get involved. Want to play here, you're not supposed to get involved.
Yeah, one was coming down my street. So I went down, and got in my truck.
This is the dumbest thing Al has ever done, by the way.
Got in my truck. In my parking lot, because it was coming down my street. And I said, as soon as I see that car, I'm going to let my truck, I was going to get out of my truck, let my truck roll into the middle of the street. And so the car would run into my, and I would stop it. Police can get you, man. I wasn't about to do what this lady did.
So if the carjacker or whatever hit your truck and got killed, you know you would have been charged with, like, involuntary manslaughter.
His family could have sued you.
Well, okay.
You got to think these things through,
Al. It's like the adrenaline when you see that high-speed chase. You see that thing, you're like, ugh.
That's why the police officers don't just ram the person right away. Because they got to be careful with life. You don't just put your car in front of a car when it's going 80 miles an hour.
That's what they don't want to happen. They don't
exactly.
want to wreck with a stopped car.
And they probably also don't want you to get out of your vehicle and attack the
You know, this is not a recommended thing. We all look at this stuff and like, oh, I wish I would have that. Mm-hmm. And maybe we all think of what would we do?
What would you do? Yeah.
We all think we'd be so badass.
And
we'd get
was.
Out and do all this stuff. And I don't know what I would do. I'd like to think I would defend my child like that. Just
oh, I would love to as well.
Claw and go at it. I would like to think that's in me.
Even the boyfriend, because he got out and helped her, but she was out of the car
she didn't
two
need
seconds
him.
Before.
No, yeah. He could have sat in there, smoked cigarettes.
Because like, he was, like, shocked. She got out, didn't care what was going on, who hit her, or what was going to get out of that car. She was going to wrestle it down.
It's so funny, because they were everybody's interviewing Mama Bear now, and they asked the son, what's his name? I forgot. Jalen or something?
Jalen.
And they were like, does this surprise you?
TJ,
does this surprise you about your mom? He's like, no. Apparently he has seen her.
Yeah,
and even the boyfriend, same thing. He's like, no, you don't want to make her mad. She's going.
We have a clip from TJ.
All right.
From an interview.
My mom, she did put him in his place, and I'm glad that he in jail right. because to be honest, when I died.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I'm sure what that impact, you know?
And even afterwards, they recovered a gun from this guy. It could have been. I mean,
been
I'm so
worse.
Glad it went the way it did.
I am
and
too.
To me, I still think she's BA, and I think she's cool.
Oh, she should start teaching self-defense.
She should do MMA.
I may hire her as a bouncer.
She took down a
I may hire her as a bouncer working at my bar.
All right, we're going to take a break because we're
trying to get her on the phone.
She's really busy this morning, as you obviously would
she's
think.
She's on TV, national TV, local TV.
You
everywhere.
Think she's going to choose the Today Show or us?
Yeah,
of course, so, she'll be on Ellen tomorrow.
She's doing a couple TV interviews right now, and we'll get Jessica Liesman on the phone.
Cool.
Hopefully.
Next.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
High-speed police chase came to a dramatic end in Dallas, Texas, when a driver who was running away from the police rear-ended a minivan.
Not just any minivan, JC.
Not just any minivan.
This is Mama Bear's minivan.
A minivan containing Jessica Liesman and her 13-year-old son, TJ.
Talk about you were who Mad Moms in Minivans was made for.
And
everybody's forgetting her boyfriend was in the car, too.
I know.
Oh, shout out Charles.
Yeah, Charles
did. Boy, did Jessica get out in a hurry and gave that dude the business. I don't think she had any idea what was going on. She just got hit. Her son was
Instinct.
In there, turned around and said, are you okay, son? He said, yes. And she got out and worked him.
Well, let's ask her.
And why talk about it when we could actually talk to Jessica Liesman?
Good morning, Jessica.
Who was there? Hi, Jessica.
Good morning.
What's up?
Girl, you made my day. You made my week.
Jessica, what's it like waking up to becoming a national hero, basically?
Oh, it's insane. I mean, I never thought out to be a hero. I was just upset and angry that this person was speeding in a school zone, and you know it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Did you have any idea he was in a police chase, or it was just a car that
no.
hit you?
It was just a car that hit me, and when he acted like he was going to get out and run, I kicked the door closed, and he tried to get out and run again. So I grabbed his suspenders, and Charles helped me take him down.
A carjacker wearing suspenders.
Had on. The greatest suspenders, best suspenders I've ever seen in my life.
They didn't break off, man. You held on to those tight, Jessica.
You basically had on a leash. Yeah. Have you always been the type of woman and mom to be so quick thinking?
Yeah.
When it comes to my kids, yes. It's even worse now that I lost my 4-year-old. So, I mean, it's just, you know, when you're a parent and you have love for your kids and you lose one, the thought of losing another just sends you into a blind rage, especially if it's the fault of someone else.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mm-hmm. lost your little boy, Jalen, last year, right?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was the second day of school. He only got to go one day.
Sorry for your loss.
And it was due to a medical condition. And when this happened, you're like, no, sir, you're not going to hurt my son.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Now, Jessica,
absolutely.
Can you tell us, because I'm sure you had all this adrenaline going when this went down. You probably don't really remember what you were doing, but you were doing good stuff.
You've seen the video if you had trouble remembering.
Yeah. By the way, we have the video up at KidNation.com if you want to watch it while we talk to Jessica. She was a lady who whooped the butt of a carjacker.
Yeah, you did.
Where were you when you saw the replay of the car chase and the boxing match that you won?
When I found out about it, I was in the emergency room with my son.
Yeah.
And you know, I got a call from my family member and they said, you're on the news. I was like, oh my God, what? And I turned the news on and I was holding my mouth. It was just dropped wide open. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, you got a gun. Oh my God.
Because all of this was, you know, this was a high speed chase that had been going on for a while. So did you even recognize before you left the scene that there was a helicopter that was getting
was
all of this?
I was at work all day. I had just got off of work. Picked up my son, was on my way to go get my daughter. So I had no clue.
Yeah.
I heard the helicopters, but, you know, I just thought it was an accident or something. Yeah.
Did you cry, though, when you saw it, like,
after the adrenaline
did you finally just, were you able to break down and release all that?
No, I think I let that go actually on the scene. Because after they got him, you know, I just was so upset. I was like, oh, my God. There's 100 things are running through my mind. The what if started pouring in my mind. Like, oh, my God, what if this was worse? Yeah. What if my son wasn't breathing? You know, what if all of us passed away and my daughter didn't have anyone?
Oh, I know.
It was just like the thoughts that were going in my mind. I was so upset, you know?
Yeah, the what could have been. Or what if he would have pulled out a gun on you,
God,
or all that?
How did that go down between you and your boyfriend in the front seat? Did you even say to him, I'm getting out? Or did he just follow you?
I didn't say nothing. I turned around and I looked at my child and I said, are you okay? Are you okay? He said, I'm okay. I jumped out the car.
Mommy, be back.
And ran over there and was like, what the heck is wrong with you?
I'm sure that's what you said.
But you said something more colorful.
Thanks for cleaning it up on the radio.
I'll tell you what got me was after the fight was over, the police were there, and they just showed you holding your son, just standing in the street, embracing him. I started crying because I'm just like, what a relief that must have been for you. You're just standing there holding him. Mm. What were you saying to him?
I kept asking him if he's sure he's okay. I mean, God, it was just, it's a thought of losing my child, you know, another one, so especially so quickly, you know.
I know.
And is
TJ okay? Did he sustain any injuries because of
no,
I mean, he hit you guys hard.
Yeah, he's completely fine. His reaction was completely out of shock.
Yeah.
He didn't know exactly how to react. So
he was rolling around a bit, we saw.
Yeah, I asked him, I said, TJ, what was going on with you? Why did you jump, you know, into the media and just fall out like that? He's like, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to.
You want to get in the middle of that, bro.
Here's what you should tell TJ this, because you guys are going to be interviewed by everybody, because you're on TV all over the place. You're the number one story on all the news outlets.
Great.
This is what you should tell
God.
TJ. When they ask him what he was doing, just say, I just felt like breakdancing.
And believe it or not, my kid is an excellent dancer.
I believe it, Jessica.
It's just so funny when they're interviewing your son. Have you ever seen your mom? Are you surprised by your mom doing this? He's like, no.
No.
And your boyfriend, your boyfriend's
when
like,
when it comes to my kids.
Yeah, but your boyfriend was even like, you don't want to get her mad. It was so funny.
I'm not dad like that at all.
Well,
that was cute.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I told Kelly while we were at commercial a while ago, I said, I'm going to offer her a job as a bouncer at my bar.
That's right.
So if you need something part-time at night, you can start tomorrow.
But here's the thing, Jessica, what did the police tell you? Did they have a good stern talking to with you afterwards? What did they say?
They didn't say anything to me. They just told, you know, because I was, they came to me and asked me for my car insurance information. I said, he hit me. Why do I need to give you my car insurance?
Right.
But I was like, here, whatever helps. So I was digging through my papers trying to find my car insurance, and I gave it to the police officer. And that was as much conversation as I had with any of the police officers.
I did your job. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the one that stopped them, you guys, so you guys pay me.
Right.
Jessica, I'm sure your van is completely totaled now.
And this was your only car?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, how are you going to be getting around now?
Walking and on DART.
So you're going to have to take public transportation.
Man, that sucks.
Were you aware, Jessica, that one of your friends started a GoFundMe page?
I was not aware. When I was told about it, it almost brought me in tears because I was like, oh, my God, why would anybody want to help me? This is the car accident. I've never...
Because of what you did.
You're like... You're a superhero.
You
to
are.
People, you
you're
know?
What people think. If I was in that situation, I would have done this and that. And we'll never know because we're not in that situation. But you did it.
You're
who knows
what we wish we would do.
If he ran or if he had, since he had a gun, who else? Like he could have hurt someone else.
He could have actually hit somebody, blindsided somebody or something. You stopped that.
Yeah.
And she started this GoFundMe page. We're going to link it to our Kid Nation page.
I'm going to donate
to it.
Right.
We're all going to donate to it because you're awesome.
Oh, my God.
They're trying to raise $25,000 for Jessica. Let's get it above that. Let's go there and help
you
her.
You need
out.
A luxury van.
Oh my!
We're gonna try to get you set up with that GoFundMe page and make sure that it maxes out and then goes beyond that, Jessica, because you deserve it.
I appreciate that. Oh my gosh, I appreciate it so much.
Man, you can get a DVD player in the back for TJ.
Yeah, right.
Get heated and cooling seats.
Yeah,
we'll get you something nice.
We're gonna make sure.
And if you,
oh my God,
if you need a ride anywhere, Jessica, I'll give you a ride. You call me.
I'm
giving you my services.
Oh wow, well, y'all are nicer than me.
I'm dead serious when I say that. I would, if you really do need a ride, Jessica, I would hook you up with a ride. Just because you're
nice.
So cool.
And she'd be your bodyguard.
Yeah, and I know that
it's
something
JC's
happens.
JC's riding scared.
Jessica's gonna get my back.
Yeah.
So what? What's going on for
well,
for the rest
I wish
of the
we
day?
Could log on to KidNation.com, but apparently all of our listeners have such a generous spirit. I think they've crashed the site.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. My God.
If you're trying to log on to KidNation.com right now, you might have trouble getting on, so just keep checking
yeah,
back.
Yeah, keep checking back as time goes. It'll yeah. get going again. Jessica, what do you have going on now? Because everybody wants to get a hold of you.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. My brain is going crazy because I just can't believe everything that has happened.
Well, can we invite you up here to our studio this morning?
Yeah, Al needs a driving lesson.
Yeah, are you going to go to work today?
No, I'm not going to work today.
What do you do, if you don't mind me asking?
I work at Arby's. I'm a shift manager.
Oh, I love that horsey sauce.
I know.
It's so good.
Y'all still got that five? Is it five for five or something like that?
Oh, man, that's been years since that.
Okay. Al, how long has it been since you've been to Arby's?
I don't know. Been too long, okay.
Well, you're going to be a celebrity at work.
Yeah, there's going to be people coming by just to see you at work.
I think we should get up here and put on Dish Nation today.
Are you ready for that?
I'm telling you. I'm just going to tell
well,
you.
We'll handle that off the air.
Yeah.
We'll work out the deets.
And then I mean, you working security this weekend. I hope you're available Friday night.
Well, on Friday, actually, today I called in, but I'm off on Sunday. And Monday.
All right.
I just called in for today.
We'll work it out.
Well, Jessica, you're a new American hero.
Thank you for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Because I know you're super busy. And what would you tell other women or men if they get hit by a runaway car?
Yeah, would you do it again?
Would you do this again, Jessica?
I mean, if it was in the school zone and they plowed into the back of me like that again, maybe so.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, I respect that. Jessica.
Mama Bear.
Remember that name, because she's going to be talked about for a long time.
All right, and we're going to get Kid Nation working. I'm assuming everyone's trying
it's
to get
down.
We're going to have Jessica's GoFundMe account so we can help her get a new car.
Yeah, and that way she gets to choose whatever car she wants.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's Jessica. Great. We hope you guys are doing well. Give a hug to TJ on our behalf, and hopefully we see you soon, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you,
bye,
sweetie.
Jessica. What a cool lady.
Oh, man. I'd like to think I'd take somebody out. Ugh.
I know.
Man, she was just handling business.
That's fun.
No hesitation.
Yeah.
What about a thief wearing suspenders?
I don't know why.
I know she said they were nice suspenders, too.
Well, they were, because she kept grabbing them and they wouldn't let go of his pants.
I know.
It was.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Oh, boy.
All right, so you guys want to talk about, like, the NBA games yesterday?
Yeah, or let's do something.
Want to talk about Valentine's Day?
No, I want to talk about the singing competition we're bringing back right now.
But there's so many cool things going on.
Yeah,
like,
let's talk about Brian Williams
more. Oh, The lottery winners.
Yeah, that's
we
great.
Have three different
500
states.
500 and something million.
Yeah,
dollars.
I mean, we should talk about that maybe. Or we could launch into Voice Factor Idol.
Might as well get it over with.
Round
guys.
One.
Guys have been nervous.
I don't know what it is.
My good luck buddy, body butter.
I feel so good all morning long. And then right before we're about to sing live on the radio for people, I get really nervous.
Right?
But you're in a band.
I know I'm in a band.
You're in an Instagram band.
Just feeling in my stomach. It's halfway butterflies and halfway, like, need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't.
It's a weird combo.
It's a weird
combo. I gotta go 2 hours.
I always have to pee when I'm nervous.
You always have to do the pre-bit poop, you know, like.
Oh, no.
That's what you gotta do?
You know, sometimes you don't have to share everything.
So did you go?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
So Voice Factor Idols are a little competition that we have here and there.
And I met Blake Shelton last week. I can't let him down.
Or can you?
Or can.
Are you letting him down? Because he's not really listening. You know?
He might be.
He's not.
We're besties now.
Things have a way of getting back to Blake. He knew about Al's Twitter campaign.
Yeah.
Or the one the listener started.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Voice Factor Idol is a competition where we write parody songs to popular songs. And we get a topic, which is on random. The wheel of a random topic
yeah,
on a wheel.
Completely we random. Spun the wheel yesterday. Yeah. We have very 20 random topics on there.
Yeah. Hard to make this funny.
And we ended up landing on customer service calls, being on hold, having problems with them. You know how customer service works.
And the songs just wrote themselves.
And the songs just wrote themselves out. In fact, they wrote themselves till 1 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
Because I just could not figure out.
Well.
Like, what do you write about? I suck at writing songs. It takes me forever.
See, JC, this is the thing. JC is usually so, I could do anything with practice. I could be the best.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the one thing that rattles you because you lost last time. I think your confidence
is
shaken.
Is that why?
Well, I won
last time?
I won the Christmas one, which got my confidence back up a little
bit. Yeah.
But it's just, for some reason, I suck live. So if I was a performer, I would be great in studio.
Yeah, you like pre-recording.
Yeah. I like doing the pre-recording
songs. Okay, so that's
songs.
What. So the more you do it live, the better you get, see?
I've been doing this for 10 years, though. That's the thing.
Dude, I've been doing it 20. Know. I'm still nervous.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Take them out. Yeah, sometimes you get too aggressive with the production elements. So you just got to write the song and sing it.
Let's bring in Mike, our executive producer, to let us know who is blessed with going first.
Or we can just, okay.
You just want to start?
We spun in the back and it landed on Big Al.
It landed on Big Al. Dang it.
Spun on Big Al.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Al. You're going to be singing a country song, obviously, probably.
I am going to be singing a country song.
Of course.
But?
This time, I decided to forego my Blake Shelton repertoire.
Oh, Al, this is risky.
I know.
You're not doing Blake?
Move. Al always does Blake Shelton.
I always do the Blake Shelton song.
Now, round one, last time you chose Blake and beat me.
Right.
You handily beat me.
Right.
Second time you went against Jenna, Blake cost you.
Yeah.
So you're thinking maybe he's not your good luck charm?
Because it was a more unfamiliar song.
We
the finals.
We put these things together in 24 hours.
That's
we pick
the hard
a song,
part.
We write the song, we should theoretically practice the song. I have not done the latter.
Okay.
Anyway.
Very familiar with the song you're about to sing?
Because
that helps.
It does. I've heard it a lot. I like it. I didn't really know the lyrics.
Okay.
I wanted to sing it karaoke, but I'd never had the courage.
Well, now you have your own
well
lyrics,
enough.
Right?
But here's how. Do we have the real song, Shannon?
Sure.
This is Darius Rucker's Homegrown Honey.
Hootie!
Yep.
Homegrown Honey.
I'm sorry, Shannon. I didn't mean to throw you off, baby.
Yeah, way to throw her off.
Yeah, I was worried about getting your instrumental that you didn't give to production.
You
didn't give
me.
Your instrumental out?
He thought Shannon
production.
Did.
Al, it's not
I'm
up to,
not
it was a mis, it was a miscommunication. He assumed because Shannon gave it to Al that she would go ahead and forward it to Greg Olson.
No,
Greg
Olson. No. I just thought, okay, Al's, my bad. My God. Bad. My, see?
Okay, we want to hear.
Let's all hold a grudge.
Yes.
So,
my
we want to hear the.
I'm just trying to get Al off his game.
Original for some context,
right?
Right,
okay. Right.
Well, no. Sorry.
We don't have it.
Well, let's just. So, somebody pull it up on YouTube then.
We'll get it later.
It's so hard.
Right?
It is hard.
Oh,
you got to get it in the system, then you got to transfer it over.
Just
then
hold your microphone up to your laptop.
Here.
No. Here. Just play your song.
Here.
Y'all make everything so complicated.
It's not complicated.
The old people in the room can figure everything out.
Oh,
man.
I wish I could curse right there. But I won't.
Do it. I dare you.
I'm not going to curse.
I double dog dare you.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, well, I got to look at the ad first.
Oh, my. Is it like...
Oh, it doesn't even have a skip. Oh, okay.
Is it make or break for your performance?
Yes.
He wants us to hear
Yeah,
because
I don't know if I'm familiar with the song.
Okay, only 16 more seconds.
You could have been pulling it up. Somebody could have been pulling it up by now, all this yammer.
We don't have it in the system.
Oh, this movie looks good.
Which one is it?
We'll discover this.
Be careful. What if they curse?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is doggone Fifty Shades of Grey.
I have it.
There you go.
Shannon got it.
Thanks, right. Shannon.
All right.
This is a nationally syndicated show. This is the quality you get.
You've heard this song, right, Kelly?
No.
You have?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well,
nobody
how it goes
heard.
Yet. Wait a minute.
Here we go.
Sitting at a bar in New York City. Everybody here looking New York pretty. But you're the kind of girl that's got that
What happened to Alvin Thompson?
Like it just ain't nothing. They ain't never seen nothing quite like you. Long stem legs and your cowboy.
All right.
All right.
Now,
Oh, we want the chorus. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I've heard this.
Nice song.
Yeah, I've heard it.
I'm going to start downloading country music. Al is rubbing off on me.
I'll just give it to you for free. I don't like that. I don't like stealing.
All right, Al.
All right, wait a minute.
I appreciate y'all.
You know why he's doing this? Al's doing this so he could practice before he performs.
That's like this.
Here's a good part. Here's a good part.
Okay, Al, come on.
Okay, here we go. That's enough, Al.
Yes, so money. All right.
I'm going to download that. I like that,
okay,
Al.
Okay, so first up, unless you ruin it for me. First round of The Voice, Factor, Idol.
I think that wins. Right
begins
there.
Now. And at first, Big Al, what is the title of your song?
Homegrown Honey, Darius Rucker. Oh, my song?
Yeah.
I'm on hold.
All right, topic is customer service. Here is Big Al's parody.
I'm on hold. Okay.
Darius Rucker's Homegrown Honey. Right. I'm on hold.
Here we go.
You just come up with that.
I forgot I needed a
funny,
title.
That's the name of my song.
I didn't know you had to have a title. I didn't know you had to have a title.
Yeah. Check. One, two, mic check. Mic check. There we go.
Turn it up.
Turn it up in my headphones so I don't sound so bad.
Too. Yeah. Can't hear it.
All right. Now, this goes out to all the customer service reps. You know who you are. You're keeping us on hold all day, all night for hours. I know you're getting paid by the hour, but really, come on now. Sitting on hold is not real fun. Just makes me happy. I don't own a gun. Waiting on a voice to pick up on the line. With any luck at all, she'll be real fine. I like to imagine what the voice looks like. Is she black? Is she brown or white? Hope she likes the beach and likes the water and Red Bull with a little vodka. Ho! Ooh, come on and throw me a bone. Pick up your phone. Why do you gotta keep me on hold so doggone long? Yeah! Put in your earpiece and give me a piece. Oops, I didn't mean to say that on the radio. I'm just sitting here holding on the telephone and phoning. The anticipation of a conversation, they keep telling me to hold on.
Al Mack.
Good job, Al.
Al Mack.
Good job, Al.
You are brilliant.
With no... practice.
Oh, JC, I'm sorry, dude. Woo. Can see.
See, you did that last time to me.
Woo.
You can't do that to me and go, I'm sorry, JC. You might as well not perform.
That's so good.
That was good.
How many times did you practice, Al?
Four. Maybe.
All right, so we're even.
All right.
Maybe four times.
He literally wrote this yesterday after the show. I was sitting here with him. He's like, I'm done.
I didn't want this lingering over my head. I knew he had to do something yesterday after the show. I was like,
so your song was about you wondering what the lady on the other line looks like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What you got?
I will be. I want to do a Taylor Swift song because I did that last time.
Okay.
And that's the one I messed up. And I feel like I need to redeem myself to Taylor Swift. This time I will start off in the right key, hopefully.
All right.
Because I didn't do that last time.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, JC.
And I'm singing to Blank Page.
Okay.
Okay.
And the song's called, this song. Remember this
sweating
song?
Sweating now, Al.
I'm sweating now. I got to take my jacket off, man.
I got to take my jacket off, too.
Blank Space.
All right.
The song title's called Outsourcing.
Outsourcing?
Outsourcing.
Okay. Here is JC.
Hold on. Let me check my wormhole.
Check
Go ahead.
What?
Wormhole. Check one, two.
Your wormhole.
Your wormhole.
Wormhole. That's the reverb.
You said wormhole.
You said wormhole.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I think you said.
No, I didn't.
I think you did. Said,
okay, maybe I did. Said, who cares?
You said wormhole.
Wormhole.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so wormhole is.
If you guys want to make fun of the ESL guy all day long, that's fine.
Oh, how many years are you going to use that as an excuse?
But I can't roll my R.
How many years am I going to live?
No, that's not it.
All right, stop stalling.
Al
is already gone. Now it is JC, round one of The Voice, Factor, Idol. JC's song to Taylor Swift's Blank Space.
Yes.
And your song is called?
Outsourcing.
Got it.
Here you go.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. What's your name? Funny, you don't sound like a Tim. Language barrier, so confusing. Can I talk to someone in the U.S. of A? You're in Kansas, there's no way. Don't you put me on hold again. Hey, let's start over. I've been waiting to talk to somebody. I've been patient, that's no lie. Only you can fix this for me. So hey, let's be friends. Waited on hold for days on end. Voice menus, I can't stand. I just want to cancel this service by the weekend. Is this gonna take forever? Ugh. Are we gonna have an argument? Should I ask for a manager? He will fix my complaint. Long list of angry callers. Your service drove us insane. I usually don't curse at strangers, but you love our pain. No, I don't want an upgrade. I want to stop payment. Why's it taking a decade? It's like drying cement. Fine, I'll keep the stupid service. This is not worth my pain. But can I ask you one last question there, Tim? What's your real name?
I didn't start in off key.
You didn't. You were off key.
That was pretty good,
no,
man.
It was good. It was good. It
pretty
was
good.
Serious.
Yeah.
It was real.
Yeah.
That was from real,
real.
That was from real life experiences.
We've all been there.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, then what do we do? Five calls determines it all?
No, we're going to do voting, but you can call in and let us know.
Yeah, but you can call in and let us know. We'd like to do that. And you can still go to KidNation.com and catch both songs and vote there.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Oh, boy.
JC, in your opinion, who had the better song?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Al?
It's hard for me. Yeah, we're in it, you know?
Yeah. I like my song. I like Al's song.
I'd like to say I smoked you, but I don't know. You were pretty good.
Right. And I would like to say I smoked you, and I don't know if I did.
The unofficial results so far, just on Kid TV, because this doesn't count, but it just kind of gauges, it's 50-50.
Okay.
It's like
it's
exactly 50-50.
Yeah, this could be close.
Yeah.
Better than the landslide I suffered last time.
Oh,
the song choice.
Oh, hold on. Let me stop shaking from performing.
I know.
I'm telling you.
I always have after stage fright.
I'm just glad it's over.
I get all sweaty afterwards.
Yeah.
It's like weird.
Now,
right.
For the sake of fairness, do you want me to take calls in here so we're not saying JC's being biased?
Yeah. I won't touch the phones. What do you think, Shannon?
Well, I mean, honestly.
Sure.
Why? Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I kind of like JC's better.
Okay.
Okay.
You know if I'm being honest.
I appreciate that, Shannon.
It's kind of a true story. I mean, it's
okay.
Yeah, all songs are true.
So we have one call on hold.
Okay.
All songs are true, Shannon. Frosty the Snowman.
Rudolph the Red Nose.
All right. This is Paul.
Random.
Yeah. Paul.
All right, Paul.
Hey, Paul, what's up?
What'd you think, Paul?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Going all right?
Hey.
So, what'd you think, Paul?
I liked your song, JC.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All
right. Yep, better than Taylor Swift.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Kanye.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
There you go.
Obviously a music critic.
Yeah, he knows.
That was better. Yours is better than Taylor's.
I believe we have Gail on the phone now.
Hey, JC.
Hey, Gail.
Hey, Gail.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Good. Who gets your vote?
Actually, I'm going to have to say JC, and that's only because I got in the car too late to hear Al's. Oh. I called a couple months ago, and JC, you promised me you would never, ever, ever do another Taylor song, and you did it anyway.
Yeah, I had to redeem myself.
You redeemed yourself. It's cool. So I'm sorry I didn't actually hear Al's, but I'm sure I would have loved it, too.
It was good. It was good.
Well, thanks, Gail.
If JC has to admit it. Al's was good.
It was. I said it before I started.
Al does great with the country songs.
He does.
Okay.
I don't know what
thing.
It is.
Yeah.
But you try to get Al to rap, and boy,
no, I lose.
You fall apart.
Yeah. Yeah. Little John Deere might make a resurrection.
Yeah. Who do we have on the phone now, Shannon?
Trey.
What up, Trey Dog?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going up,
who gets your vote, Trey, Al or JC?
I got to go with Big Al.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
It was fun.
Why did you like his more?
I like the words.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trey probably wonders what the lady looks like on the other
line.
You always
wonder
well.
That? When you, I really wonder when I have OnStar. I don't have it anymore, but.
Yeah.
Man, she sounds hot. You know.
I bet she was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. That's,
okay.
That's four. That's enough. Or three. Three.
You good with three, Al?
Sure.
Thanks.
Sure. I'm over.
That was fun.
That was like a soccer score.
All right.
Score
first
2-1.
First round. Voice Factor Idol. Well, part of the first round is down. That means Kelly and I.
Yeah.
Jenna will go head to head next week.
Yeah.
Next week.
Same time.
Yeah. No, tomorrow. Next
no,
week.
No, next week, Al. It's a weekly thing.
It's a weekly thing. Yeah.
See, on radio, we do bits that are weekly bits.
Oh,
yeah, so you got to wait. Yeah, but we won't know our topic until the day before, so it'll be fair. But that's something to look forward to next week.
Oh, boy.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So far, Al and I just got done performing on Voice Factor Idol.
Would you call that performing?
No,
yes.
We performed, Al. We did okay.
You were entertaining.
All right.
I'm proud of us, Al.
Okay. All right.
You know, a little practice.
good performance.
That's my motto.
We also talked to Jessica Leesman. She was the lady who was in the high-speed chase, or was part of a high-speed chase. The guy that was running from the cops ran into her van, totaled the van. Her kid was in the back seat, 13-year-old TJ. And she looked back, said, "Are you okay?" Got out and whooped the guy's butt when he tried to get out and run away. And so she's a hero. If you want to go to KidNation.com, you could see the video. You can watch that video in its entirety of her doing what she did and doing what we all wish we would do if we were in that situation.
Yep.
And you can also help Jessica, because there's a GoFundMe page. We're trying to raise money so she can get a new car, because that van was crushed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We crashed KidNation.com earlier. We had the link to the GoFundMe account. The fun ball.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's back up now.
Yeah. The goal is like 25,000, but I think it'd be cool to get her more.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a kid. She works hard.
Okay.
And did you guys hear about the Spice Girls?
No.
I did hear a little blurb about that this morning, but I haven't heard it.
Now, we all remember the Spice Girls back in the 90s. Posh Spice, Baby Spice, Scary Spice, Sporty Spice.
Yeah, Itchy Spice.
Look at you knowing all your Spice.
Mel B is on, what is she a judge on?
America's Got Talent. Yeah.
And Posh Spice is married to David Beckham. And we don't know what the other ones are doing.
She has her own fashion line. She's not just married to David Beckham.
She's married to David Beckham.
No, she has a fashion empire. That's why she won't go back and be a Spice Girl now.
Okay. She's married to David Beckham and she has a fashion empire. And the other two, we don't know what they're up to. They're
Let me see.
Old Spice.
Ginger Spice is marrying some race car driver.
Uh-huh.
Sporty and whatever. I don't remember.
I think they're still in England.
Baby. Baby and Sporty, I don't know.
I think they had enough money to come back.
Yeah,
maybe they're doing stuff in England that we just don't know about.
Might be.
Well, yesterday, the internet was graced with four unreleased tracks that were originally recorded for their 2000 album, Forever.
Oh,
so
really?
These are songs that I guess didn't make the album.
Right.
And somebody got a hold of them and released them to the internet.
So they're new to us, but they're not really new. So I'm assuming I have not heard them yet.
So they're going to sound 2000-y.
Yeah, they're going to sound like songs from that album 15 years ago.
Let's take a listen to this song called Pain Proof.
All right.
I mean, it's not horrible.
No.
It was from that time. Yeah, you have to think about it.
Very Spice Girly.
Yeah, it's a girl group.
Yeah.
This one's called If It's Lovin' on Your Mind.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I like that one a little bit, actually.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool. You're not feeling them, Kelly?
That's no zig-a-zig-za or whatever that mess was. Well, I mean, tell me what you want, what you really want.
There's a reason they weren't singles.
There's a reason they didn't make the album.
Yeah. We have A Day in Your Life, because they say that's the cheesiest of the new tracks.
Oh, we saved the best one for last.
Oh,
gentlemen.
good.
We're going to get right back at you. This is the pop version. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Enough of that.
That was a good one. Okay. Right. And now for the one people are saying, what is this? Well, I haven't heard it, so I don't know if I would say what is this yet. A Day in Your Life. You've got to live for
the moment, yeah. Inspiring. Right. YOLO.
Alrighty.
Is this next year's Kids Get song?
Hey, what?
I took some production to my hands.
Not my favorite.
I'm inspired.
So cheesy.
I'm gonna seize the day. Carpe diem.
That is
so
cheesy.
No one's watching. But if it had come out at the time.
Yeah.
Just now, it seems outdated.
Yeah.
So cheesy. Oh.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's a reason they didn't make the album, because they were, you know, of the songs that they did put on the album, these were the bottom four.
Yeah. You know, this is an American Idol winning song. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Like the winter song
and doesn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Climb any mountain.
Rise to the top.
You can accomplish it all. Of course you can. Now, the hot trends on our Twitter and Facebook pages.
Okay.
Let's read some messages. This one's from Becky Is. About our songs, Al.
Oh, good.
Loved it. It's always hilarious when they have to write songs. Can't wait till next week for the ladies. Liz Nerd wrote to Big Al Mac, I seriously loved it. She loved your song
with a
big old smiley face. Mackenzie wrote, thank you so much for making my morning. Big Al Mac, you did marvelous. I'm sorry, JC. So she liked your song over mine.
Well, 2 votes. Hope
like
they vote.
I said, it was 50-50 sort of.
Yeah.
You know?
So far it's 50-50. Why do you gotta keep me on hold so doggone long? Darius Luck, Ruck Earl.
I don't have very much range.
Neither do I. It's okay. And the other hot topic on Facebook and Twitter is Philip. He was a gentleman we had on the show yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Now, how did we find him, Kelly, on the phone one day?
He called in. We had a listener call in and say he was about to let his wife know. He'd had her followed by a private investigator.
Our boy Bill.
And he was trying to figure out how he was going to go about letting her know, I'm leaving you. And Philip called in because his high school teacher found out the same situation. His wife was cheating, so he had this big, elaborate scavenger hunt for her. And she thinks, oh, it's so romantic, all these clues. And when she gets to the final destination, it's the divorce papers.
Yeah.
Because she'd been cheating, and he thought that was hilarious. But he was so funny on the phone.
Just his aura, the
way. Oh, my God, you just want to take him home. Well, he's just so cute.
People agree with you, Kelly. Kathy said, Philip is remarkable. Crazy, funny, smart, and at the age of 19. You go, Philip. By the way, he cleaned up his Twitter, people.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he had to change it up a little bit.
He cleaned it up. He changed his name. It no longer has a bad word in it. Alexis wrote, he's a keeper. I got home from dropping my kids off at school and sat in the car driveway for an extra 15 minutes listening to you guys talk to him. Love it.
Good.
And Donna wrote, kid would love him. And I think he would.
And so many people think it's a fake.
Oh, it's not a fake.
But literally, he just called in. This is so completely random. This was not staged.
Oh, no.
I promise.
This was organic.
We couldn't. If it was staged, it wouldn't be this good.
It wouldn't have worked.
In fact,
that's the same way I got my job. I just kind of started coming in here and doing little limousine commercials, and then I didn't leave.
Sometimes you just find people with personality that are maybe meant to do something else, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe his thing is being a comedian or entertaining people. But we have Philip back.
Good.
You guys want to bring him back into the studio?
Okay.
Let's get Philip in here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Now, we had you on the show yesterday, and you seemed to become quite likable to our audience.
Mm-hmm. People can't get enough Philip.
People were saying you're hilarious. They like your backstory. They like the Wounded One name that you have.
They like you, Philip.
They like you, Philip.
They like that you spell your name with two L's because one L sucks.
You're a dude who came from New Orleans, and you got out of a bad situation.
He's on a journey, JC.
You're on a journey. You're working hard.
He shops at Journey.
You have a cool personality. And you know what? We were talking in the studio, and we said, we would like more of Philip.
Mm-hmm.
We want more of Philip. So we would like to give you a shot.
Okay.
Now, what this entails...
Like a vaccine. Is that cool?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like tequila.
Literally, we want to give you a shot. No, we want to give you a shot in radio.
Okay.
So we don't know what that entails yet, but we do know that we want you to keep working with what we're doing here in the studio. That means we might have you go out on the streets. We might have you do some hidden mic bits. We might have you maybe interview some celebrities when we don't feel like it or we're busy.
Okay,
I'll get to see Liz. It's all right.
That's fine.
Yeah, we actually talked to the boss about it, and he said, you know, let's just try him out, you know, and give you...
It's been approved.
Yeah.
You know what? If you give me a chance, I feel like I can step up to the plate, guys. A lot of people like me on social media, so let's see how this plans out for a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Why not, right?
So once you turn that mic off, you're going to go back to management. You're going to sign up some papers, and then
It's
going to be legit.
And dreams come true.
All
right, first up, could you get me another coffee?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I got you. Yes, ma'am.
I need a pig in a blanket from the deli.
Now, Philip, you did say you wanted to make people smile and you wanted to make people happy, and this is your shot to do that.
Yeah,
that's what we get to do.
Cool. I appreciate it very much, guys. A lot of people honestly don't get these types of chances. And everyone thinks that life is just such a hard thing. Well, you do really realign your stars, and this proves it, man. Anybody listening, just keep going, because this right here is definitely, I don't know the terminology I'm trying to use. Living proof, I guess. I'm brain farting, man. I ain't got nothing. It's like
You're doing great, man. You're doing great.
Oh, that's the same way Al started.
That's the exact same way I started out, except I had to pay. They didn't pay me. I had to pay them.
I want to be Philip when I grow up.
Right?
Me too.
Philip, can you take this
Jenna, he's not an intern.
No, and we're going to need to pee in that and take that into management.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no. we gotta get the background check.
No, drug use is condoned. It's fine.
No, it's not. All right.
It's funny when I don't know the line between reality and jokes. That's funny. I'm just sitting here like, improv, come on.
Just go with, that's we're true. Probably always joking.
Just, okay, be, cool. Just be yourself, dude. Hey, you know what? In fact, let's all give Philip just one little word of encouragement.
Lord.
Come on.
One word of encouragement.
Or just a couple of words. Just he's getting a shot that he's not that he's dreamed of, but a shot that not many people get. So let's all just give him one little
nugget. Well, even though
nugget.
He doesn't sound it, he expressed that he was nervous and trying to cover it up. And I can relate to that. I remember being in the room with these people and you're like, well, you're given this opportunity. You can't let your nerves get the best of you at a certain point. You just got to suck it up and deal with it and fake it till you feel comfortable.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
Yeah.
So I would just say, picture like you're talking to your best friend. Take out the swear words and the dirty stuff, but picture like you're talking to your best Asian friend that you're always posting Instagram photos of when you're telling a story, and then you kind of block out that you're in this room with us, and that helps a lot.
And mine
y'all are like my friends.
Exactly, we are. And mine would be something that I didn't do quite right when I first started on this show, and it was just absolutely always be yourself, which you have already obviously been doing. Mm-hmm. Be yourself. Don't try to be what you think we want you to be or what you think the audience wants you to be. Be you.
Just
like
you.
I said, we're from New Orleans. If you don't like us, too bad. That's what I try to keep in life, man.
What's your nugget, Kelly?
You're going to get some hate. I mean, that's just inevitable. There's going to be haters. There's like internet trolls and stuff. You just have to learn that that's more about them than it is about you. And I figure if they're yelling at me on the internet, maybe they won't go shoot at the post office later today. So I'm doing a public service by letting them be mad at me.
All right. And
so just be prepared because there's not always going to be this positive. You're getting a lot of positive love right now.
Yeah.
But just be prepared when the bad stuff comes that we still got your back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And get those haters off your shoulders. That's all you got to do.
And these scabs.
And I would say, on a serious note, I would say somebody told me, I think this was Kid that actually told me this. He said, before they can love you, they got to like you. Before they can like you, they got to know you. Mm-hmm. So you got to... Got to open up. You got, and you've done that. You got to open up and put your life out there. But the more you do that, people say, "Oh man, you know, I like that about that guy."
Yeah.
You know, so
because they only get a little bit of you every day.
Yeah, my parents always told me, "Don't keep a skeleton in the closet. There won't be one in there." Don't keep a skeleton in the closet.
Right.
There won't be one in there.
That's a good point.
That is. Very obvious.
Very
and
deep.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. It's perfect.
It's an analogy that's very simple.
I
people
like
can abide by in anything.
What is in your closet?
Besides a lot of shoes and shirts and a lot of thrift store stuff, nothing. I've been balling on a budget.
Balling on a budget. Yeah. I like that you posted your pay stub. I went back in his Instagram and he posted a pay stub.
Construction money. Yeah. Hey, I'm only 19. When I make over $1,000 a week, I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Wow. That's great.
Whoa.
Dude,
well, you won't quite be making that up here.
All right. Go sign the paperwork, buddy. You're in.
Fun.
There goes Philip.
Nice.
Funny
Let's
guy.
Sign it.
Yeah. He's on Twitter, ladies. He's on
he
Twitter.
Is. Oh gosh, what's his Twitter handle? I have it.
I think he says it here. Let's play this the Philip with one L clip.
Yes, I have Twitter. You can follow me at Philip James Carter.
Philip James Carter.
But how do you spell Philip?
With two L's actually. One L sucks. If you spell it with one L, your name is Philip. My name is Philip.
Philip James Carter.
By the way, his Twitter is Philip J. Carter. Philip J. Carter. At Philip J. Carter.
At
two L's.
J. Carter.
You got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next, Kelly.
So funny. I was following him yesterday, and he, like, hit some button to make his page from private to public, and he lost, like, 1,500
Everybody
followers.
That was trying to follow him, yeah.
And then they're all coming back.
Yeah.
He's got 2,337 followers right now.
It was because he changed his page and deleted a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it went wonky. So go Philip with two L's, J. Carter. And guess what?
What?
He follows me. I'm so
excited.
Really?
Lucky.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
2 days away, man.
Successful Valentine stories. Yeah, they're cool and all.
Those are boring.
Those are boring.
Dime a dozen.
We want to hear about the Valentine's Day fails. So if you have a crazy one, you go ahead and give us a call, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We sent our phone screener, Lacey, fitting for Valentine's Day, Lacey, out on the streets to find out your biggest Valentine's fails.
Worst Valentine's Day experience, I was talking to a guy, nothing new, we had been talking for about a month, maybe two. He tells me that he would like to see me on Valentine's Day, comes over with a bear, a little bear holding the heart that says, you know, Happy Valentine's Day. gives it to me and says, I'm so sorry, I have a girlfriend, and I'll be spending Valentine's Day with her.
Never buy your wife a vacuum cleaner for Valentine's Day.
The worst thing that happened to me on Valentine's Day is at work, I delivered his drink, and instead of saying thank you, he's like, thank you very much.
He gave me a pair of underwear that was a musical kind of thing, and then he got drunk, and I bailed him out of jail later that night. So, yeah, that was not fun.
I really don't do anything. She's learned to expect that nothing's going to happen, and she's just disappointed pretty much every year.
Well, I got a nice box of chocolate, and when I went to eat it, my husband said, well, you can't eat it all in one sitting. And I said, well, you gave it to me. Let me just, like, eat whatever I want. And then all of a sudden, he hid the box on me. And then it became a big fight by me trying to find the candy.
Baby, bad. Don't eat all the candy.
Oh, it makes me feel so much better.
I have to say something about that man.
What?
Which one?
I know she's going to be disappointed, but that's my thing. I don't do anything, and she just gets disappointed
and
every year.
And she puts up with it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's because she puts up with it.
That's because you've got 364 other days. You have to balance it out. Mm-hmm. But if you know something bothers her.
Surprise her.
So much.
Surprise her one
How
year.
How hard is it to do something?
Just a card.
That's
write her a
to me
card.
One year, I had a guy tell me, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. It's a commercial holiday. It's not even a real holiday. It's created by Hallmark
which
or whatever.
Which is true. Which is
And I'm
true.
Thinking, he's just saying that.
He's going to do
and
something.
And so I went out. I didn't go crazy. I got him. He loved Harry Connick. I got him a Harry Connick CD. Mm-hmm. I got him, I think, you know, like a bottle of cologne and a card, just something like that.
Yeah. Simple.
He had nothing for me.
Did he get mad?
Not only that, he told me to take it all back. He didn't even accept it. We didn't last much longer
of
after that.
Of course not.
I was like, this isn't the. I
not an ounce
a little
of romance
bit
that
more.
Guy.
And it's not even, I don't care if you don't want to get caught up in the romance. I get it. But come on.
Yeah.
This is you're taking it to a level like where now you're taking a stand
at
against
least, Valentine's Day.
At least a rose or something. Let make you feel special.
Yeah,
try
to take it back.
If you're great every day of the year, your girl doesn't care that much about
right.
Valentine's
Day.
But something, a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even care if it's, well, I'm busy. It's, you know, it's a weeknight or I'm busy. Well, then pick another night.
Right.
And
it doesn't
you know
have to
it,
be. Yeah.
But he flat out knows it disappoints her. He doesn't
and
anyway.
Still does it. This
oh,
one,
I'm so disappointed. In
we
you.
Got one from Carol on Facebook who said, I wanted to do a striptease dance for my husband. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I had candles lit everywhere, had a sexy routine planned out. Well, first, I tripped over a candle. It rolled and started a fire on some clothes.
Oh, no.
And then I broke my ankle, all within 35 seconds. It was a complete fail.
Oh, no.
Poor, poor Carol.
Robert says, I got married. Oh, my God, what an epic fail.
Oh,
Robert, what a dude. Let's go to the phones real quick. Amy, what was your big Valentine's Day fail?
Well, it was the Valentine's that I thought I was going to die. My boyfriend at the time thought it would be great to have this really romantic fondue session. So he blindfolded me, and he was dipping the strawberries, and things were going great. And the last one that he dipped, he decided to dip in straight cinnamon, just like a crack ton of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he put it in my mouth, I breathed it in. And so I started choking and gagging, and I also have asthma. And so, like, my anxiety took over. I'm dying. I'm in his apartment, so I don't have my inhaler. And I'm, like, knocking things over on the ground. He's freaking out, thinking I'm dying. I think I'm dying. I get in the car and, like, start heading to the ER.
Oh, no.
And I finally was able to calm down. But and I just was fine once they gave me an inhaler. But, yeah, that didn't really... end very well for us.
And the relationship ended
kind of
too.
The whole relationship.
Yeah,
they
so almost killed you. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh no.
Yeah, he was just always overbearing, and I think that like he tried too hard, and then in that instance, he really tried too hard.
Yeah.
Killed me.
Best of luck this year, though, Amy. Have a
she
great
does have
Valentine's.
A point. Do you hear that? He tried too hard. I went out with a guy that tried too
Don't
hard.
Don't try too
and
hard.
And it was like he had a checklist. All right, we did this, we did that. I mean, literally, okay, we did this, okay, everything went well, I think. You can't go too overboard.
Yeah, well,
I'd rather too hard than not at all.
Sarah's dude did not try very hard. What happened to you, Sarah, for Valentine's Day?
Well, my husband knew I needed wiper blades, but decided to buy them for me for Valentine's Day.
Now, what he could have done is he could have just surprised you and gotten them put on, and so they were working, right? Well, he didn't do that?
What is your husband's name?
Yeah. No, he, like, wrapped them up in a bow and everything. Oh. Like, he's real romantic about it.
Oh, hell no. What's your husband's name? You know your husband's name.
Keith.
Keith what?
Keith. Oh, Al.
Did Keith learn his lesson, Sarah?
She's still married to him. I'm not saying she loves him. Yeah. She loves him, but he needs to be put on blast.
Has he gotten better?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so there's hope.
Yeah,
okay,
good.
There's all hope for the rest.
Okay. Have a great Valentine's this year. Hopefully you don't get wipers.
Thank you. Love your show.
Love yours. Now, I got a message on Facebook from my wife.
Okay.
And all it said was, I want you guys to call me.
Oh, great.
Yay.
When she heard us do the tease.
Okay.
And you don't even know what she's going to say?
No.
Or you do?
No, I don't know what she's going to say.
Well,
because
we're talking Valentine's Day fails, so I'm assuming she has a story.
I feel like I've done okay.
How many Valentine's Days have y'all had together?
This will be 13.
See, so you've had a lot of chances to do really great and maybe a time or two to mess up.
I feel like I've done very well. Here's my lovely, beautiful, talented wife, Kinsey. Hi,
good morning.
Honey.
Good morning,
Hi.
Kinsey.
I'm talking in a school zone. Is that bad?
Yeah.
I just called the officer. Sorry, I'm talking to my husband on the radio.
Don't pull over.
I can't. Jason's going to be late to school.
It's fine. Pull over.
Oh, God.
Pull over.
Okay, I'm pulling over.
Okay.
All right. All right.
At least don't tell us you're breaking the law.
Don't tell us on the radio.
You know, like, that would be good.
Oh, Kinsey, man. Are you calling about a JC Valentine's Day fail?
Actually, it wasn't him, but it was another guy the Valentine's Day before I met him named Juan.
Juan.
You just did all Mexican.
You really wanted to be Mexican.
He ended up not being the Juan.
Okay. Yeah. We were talking over you, Kinsey. What'd you say about Juan?
Oh, I just, I forget. But anyways, he told me to go ahead and meet him at Coco's. And I don't know if you know what Coco's is, but everybody there is over 65.
It's a restaurant in California. It's a restaurant in California, kind of like an IHOP or Denny's type place.
IHOP, Denny's, something like that, at 5 o'clock, because that's all he could get. And he didn't even pick me up. So I meet him there, and, you know, we had a nice dinner or whatever. And then afterwards, he puts his card in the bill thing, and then he hands me, like, I needed to pay. So I just put my card in there. I didn't know what to do. I was 18 at the time, but so we split dinner on Valentine's Day.
He split dinner. He wouldn't even pick you up, and you had to go Dutch.
And wait a minute, you dated people before me?
Yep.
What's he doing now? We should call him.
I don't know.
How are we going to find him?
Yeah, how are we going to find
him? I bet they're friends
Juan.
On Facebook.
Are you friends with him on Facebook?
No.
No? Okay, good.
I'm only friends with one ex on Facebook.
Kinsey is...
Oh, whoa.
Wait, what? Whoa.
Which one?
Who's this?
What, you really want to know?
Yeah.
No. Heck yeah.
Well, I don't even know if the guy would consider that we dated, but I think we dated.
What's his name?
Knows him.
Somebody knows him.
Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
You're not threatened by Aaron?
No.
Well, actually, I thank Aaron because that's how I met you, Jose.
Yeah,
you broke the homeboy rule?
I didn't break the homeboy. We weren't homeboys.
Oh, okay.
We knew each other.
Okay.
Kinsey, has JC been good on Valentine's Day?
He's the best gift giver.
Aww.
And he's so romantic.
Aww.
Our first Valentine's Day, he had rose petals going up the stairs in our apartment and leading into the bedroom with flowers all over the bed and Hershey kisses.
Oh.
Because I kissed the ground you walk on, and then I put roses on the shower, and then I put, and I want to shower you with love. For the rest of our lives.
Oh.
Was I cheesy?
You do all this stuff, which is cool.
Oh.
But you do all this stuff because I know you have ulterior motive,
right.
Like every other man.
Shut up, Al.
Get some. I know because I know you.
But you know what? That's what gets it. You got to go that extra cheesy.
But I really
cares if that's what you want.
I'm still with her.
We want to be romance, even if it's just a cover for you getting what you and you want to get what you want.
Yeah.
So let's just make each other happy.
I was super cheesy, I admit it. But you know what? I would do it all over again.
And Kinsey, you loved it, right?
I loved it. I was only 19. So I loved being showered with little. It's inexpensive.
Horny little 19-year-old.
That was the first time anybody was that thoughtful.
Remember,
He called my best friend because she worked at Costco Flowers and got free rose petals.
Aww.
And I didn't even care if they were free. I
got them for free.
Because you're poor. Order.
I was super poor. I was
now, Kinsey, has he ever, you know, with all this cheesy romance stuff, has he ever done something you're like, okay, that's a little too much?
Too cheesy?
Or made you laugh?
No.
Not really.
No, I mean, I kind of like cheesy, though. So.
Yeah.
Kinsey cries every time I write her a note on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Which is not the goal, but she ends up crying. Well, thanks for the call,
babe.
I cry
about everything.
I love you.
I love you.
All right.
I don't know how to hang up on my wife on the radio.
And that's weird. Okay. You hang up.
I'm just going to hang up
you
now.
Hang
okay?
Up.
Bye.
Okay.
Snuggle Bear.
Okay.
Aww. Love you too.
Bye, Snuggle Bunny.
Snuggle Bear and Snuggle Bunny. Aww.
I have to. If she calls me my nickname, I got to give it back to her.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. All right.
Let's take. I can't wait to have a nickname.
Have you thought of a nickname for your Tinder?
I'm going to call him Tinder Bear.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.